K2 Crawley, come down with the team. We've got Henry Mack with us this morning as well. He's doing fantastic at the moment. He's getting everything ready and sorted out, and we're going to be talking to him a little bit later in the programme.
Is he doing the tea run as well?
No, don't be cruel. Don't be cruel. Henry's brilliant. Well, do come down and join us. There's lots going on at K2 today. We're going to be raising money for Comic Relief. And we're going to be taking on as many sports as we possibly can in 12 hours today, Ben. Are you up for this? One Direction, Still My Girl. It's still Monday, Ben Eltham, live at K2 Crawley, raising money and supporting Comic Relief today. And we have a big challenge on. And Ben, you're looking at all the classes over there.
No, there's quite a few here. What takes my interest is the first one, Pilates, at 9 o'clock. And there's lots of people coming in to the Leisure Centre now. But I think there's somebody out there just said, yeah, we're going to Pilates at 9 o'clock.
So what is it? This is an education day for us, because I don't know what some of these things are.
We've got Step Plus. There's a body pump on there as well, indoor cycling, body combat, body attack, Zumba. And then one at the end, I don't know what it is, it just says HIT CR. I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure about that one.
You can go to that one, I've decided. Or maybe Henry can go to that one.
I don't know, maybe there's a Top Gear reference in there somewhere.
We
don't know.
I need to stop mentioning Henry, though, because I already owe him a coffee now because of that remark earlier. So
you're on sausages and chips already.
Yeah, that's it.
And a curry tonight, I think. Dear, oh dear. Well, we're looking forward to this. It's an amazing day. We're broadcasting live extended breakfast this morning from 8 all the way through till midday. And then we're handing back to Marky B in the studio between midday and 3, and then coming back here for the sports show between 3 and 6 o'clock, and then dance live here at K2 6 till 8 tonight.
Going to be a long one.
It is going to be a long one. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a real challenging day. And if you are down here in the middle of the day between 12 and 3, we have Morgana Hart performing live here at K2. And we're back here live here at Suzy Radio 103.4 in K2 Leisure Centre. Good morning to you if you just joined us. It's Neil and Ben Eltham. Ben, are you out there somewhere?
Yes, I am. I'm here inside about to talk to some people that probably don't want to talk to me. So I'm just going to go over and say hello to a few people here. Don't look so worried. It's fine. Nothing bad's going to happen. Now, I'm after some classes this morning. Are you happen to be taking part in classes?
No.
You're not? That's a bit embarrassing. What are you here for?
It's the counties today.
Okay, so you're here for the swimming gala that's going on all day. Excellent. Right, we're here for, we're raising money for Comic Relief. We're going to try as many sports as we can in the next 12 hours. So I'm looking for somebody that's going to be doing a Pilates class or something like that. Can you point me in the right direction?
No, it's the lady at the desk.
The lady at the desk. We'll go over there. So, right, no luck so far, Neil, but I will track down whoever's going to this Pilates class at 9 o'clock this morning.
We want the photographs, by the way, of you doing Pilates.
I'm outside the K2, and we've got a lot of people out here. Where are we from? What are we doing out here? Now, I can see the hockey badge on your hoodie there. So, do you want to tell us where you're from?
We're from Belfast.
And what are you doing here?
We're here to play hockey.
Against the local team, obviously.
It's the local team, yeah.
And how many of you have travelled over today?
31.
31 of you, so that's a lot of people. Now, what I want you to do is, we're live on air on Suzy 103.4 across Sussex. So after 3, I just want you to give us a big cheer. You're up for this game, aren't you? You're really up for this. Yeah, you're going to do this?
Now, I'm joined in the outside broadcast unit by Natasha. Morning, Natasha.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you've been in doing one of the classes today. What is it?
I've been doing body attack.
That sounds fascinating. Explain what body attack is.
It's an hours class where you continually aerobic exercise with body pump and body different parts of the body. You work your stomach, your arms, your legs. It's a really high impact class.
Wow.
I love it. It's my favourite Saturday morning thing.
Sounds good. And does it really work for you?
It really works. Look.
Wow. Bit of a twirl going on in the outside broadcast unit. And we're getting selfies over here as well. Which is really
good. I'm with Amy and Jen.
Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Jen. They're there outside watching you.
I think you're doing great work here.
Brilliant. Thank you. I hear you're a Suzy listener.
I am a Suzy listener. It's my favourite radio station.
Brilliant. That's what we like to hear. Thanks for joining us, Natasha.
Thank you for having me.
I'll let you get on your way. Bye for now. Take care.
Bye.
Two lovely ladies have just come into the box here. Come back, girls. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Get around a microphone. Get around that microphone. Because this is Grace and Mel from Angel's Hair and Beauty inside K2. Tell us what you're doing and where you are in K2.
Right, we do hair and beauty, and we're upstairs in K2 next to the osteopaths.
We're doing waxing, nails, manicures, massage, hair up.
So I'm going to get some extensions in later on. Could do me nails and...
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, okay. Shouldn't have suggested that, really, shouldn't I? Thank you, girls.
That's okay. Thanks for joining us. So come up and book an appointment.
And make sure you put the radio on upstairs.
Yes, yep, we will do. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Toosie Radio 103.4. I've just seen Ben in his PE kit. Now, I know he took a trip to Harry Potter World yesterday, and he's actually wearing the Gryffindor PE kit, which is rather worrying. We'll find out more from Ben in a moment.
And it is 11:30. It feels to me like it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's because you've been here so early, Ben.
Yeah,
you've
I know.
Been here so early. You've been energetic. You've been all round on all the activities, and you are dressed fully in a Harry Potter outfit, which is quite awesome, I add.
I'm not sure if anybody that's here at the K2 has noticed the Harry Potter.
Has anyone actually noticed that this gentleman here, Ben Eltham, is wearing a Harry Potter's gymnasium outfit?
I was doing some gymnastics.
£55, may I add, which is quite expensive.
I tell you what, if you're here at the K2 now, give us a wave if you like the Harry Potter. Do you see the glasses? And I'm not getting anywhere. Yeah, there we go. Thank you
Fantastic.
So much.
A few more, yeah, thumbs
yeah, a
up.
Few people.
Awesome,
there we go.
Awesome. They're so, loving it.
Yeah, they are. And you enjoyed watching me trampolining.
Yeah, that was quite fantastic. I didn't, you know, I haven't been in a gymnasium like that since I was a kid, so that was quite fun. It was a good experience. I didn't get involved myself, but watching you, I think, was enough.
And don't worry, if you are wondering what went on when I did trampolining and when Neil had a go at gymnastics, when I did Pilates this morning, we're going to play bits of those out for you.
Absolutely. That needs to be seen and heard.
It's going to be good. Right, we're here through you. Myself and Miss G are here through until midday. And don't forget, we are here in aid of Comic Relief. And all you need to do is, if you're here, you can donate some money with the lovely buckets that we've got down there.
Remember, it's all for charity, everyone. So Red Nose Day, Comic Relief, it goes to a good cause. Nothing is going to us. It's all going straight to the charity. So you can donate in the boxes or you can text as well, can't you, on the text line, Ben?
Shall I put my nose on? Will that make all the difference?
I think so. Do you know what? I'm going to do
Let's
the
do
same.
It.
Has anyone else got a red nose today? I mean, I don't mean a cold, a red nose for Comic Relief. No.
If you've got one, put it on now.
A couple of people. Let's all put our red noses on. It's all in aid of good charity. I'm stuck.
Where's your red nose?
I'm struggling.
Do you want to put that one on?
I don't know who's been wearing that one, Ben.
Neil's got his on now. That's all right.
Hang on. I've got it. It's materialising. Yeah, I've got
Okay, I'm not going to hit play on the next song until we've all got our red noses on.
Everybody has it.
James.
Yeah,
okay, James, turn around and face the what is our audience today. Neil's got his red nose on. Miss
so
G.
If you're at home as well, make sure you're wearing a red nose. You can obviously
Alice.
Hear that I'm wearing my red nose now, can't you?
Right. Let's all turn around and give everyone a wave of our red noses on.
Hello,
hey,
everyone.
There we go, everybody.
Happy
We've got our
relief.
Red noses
Woo.
On. Please come and donate for Comic Relief. Right now, this is going to be probably one of my most favourite moments of the day because Neil Monday is going rock climbing. Okay, we can't hear you either, so we're having a few technical problems here at the K2.
You should be all right.
Yeah, we're all right now.
I'm on the handheld at the moment.
Yeah, we can hear you now. That's fine. Okay, so...
We'll try and get this working in a minute, but it's all the bits and pieces that are going on around here. I'm being strapped up.
You are. You're being... Let me just paint you a picture.
This is a 50 Shades of Grey moment.
It is. So Neil Monday is being harnessed, strapped up, ready to go, and we've got the climbing wall in front of him. We've got an instructor there. And we are all ready for this. We're going to do it live on the radio right now.
Well, let me get the rest of the straps on and get myself all ready and prepared. And then you play some music and we'll come back and we'll get ready.
You're not
a lot more to do yet.
Oh, you've got... I want you to go... Can he not go up like that? Just
no,
let him up. It's fine.
No.
It'll be fine. He won't hurt himself. Okay, so we're going to do this.
It's a long way up there.
Yeah, we can see that. So Neil Monday, live at the K2, doing some rock climbing straight after this. I can't wait for this. I'm having a ball this morning as well. We've done Pilates to start with. We've been into gymnastics. I've done some trampolining. And it's all going off here. And this is my favourite moment of the morning so far. Neil Monday is about to do some rock climbing live on the air as well, Neil.
This is going to be interesting, Ben.
I can't wait for this. I'm looking forward to it. So you're all harnessed up now.
Yep,
you're ready to go.
To the wall.
And you've got the instructor there with you.
I have indeed. Sorry, so, what's your name, young man?
Alan.
Hello, Alan. What have I got to do here?
You just got to go up the yellow route. It's not too bad.
Not too bad. That's a long way up. How high is this wall?
12 metres.
12-metre wall, Ben.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
It's going to be a bit tricky. The microphone's dropping out a little bit, so we're going to play. I've got the mic, by the way, strapped to my lower arm, which is interesting.
You do look the part, Neil. You really do. So we're getting lots of pictures of this as well. Don't forget, you can visit susieradio.com, check out all our pictures next week, and you don't want to miss this, because that rock, it looks very, very high, I have to say. I was looking at the small, which I think is the children's one, but actually the big one here at the K2 is pretty high up. So I'm going to see how far Neil can get up there. It looks easy, but I'm sure it's not. And we've got lots of kids here as well that are going up on this one.
They're just making some final adjustments to all my harness, just for health and safety purposes, as they do here.
We're making sure Neil is harnessed in and it's all safe, because he's live. We're going out across Sussex and Surrey. Neil Monday from Weekend Breakfast is climbing the wall, which rather him than me. Now, right, we're ready to go, I think, now.
Before I go up, how do I get down?
Let go.
Just let go. Okay, fair enough. Here we go. First foot on the wall.
Okay, so his first foot's on the wall. That's good, yeah. Good start, Neil. Well done. Keep going.
I'm going up very carefully, because mustn't drop my headphones as well.
So if you just tune in and wonder what's going on, Neil Monday from Weekend Breakfast is climbing the big wall here at the K2 as we're live for Comic Relief, trying as many sports as we can in the 12 hours that we're here, right the way through till 8 o'clock this evening. And I tell you what...
I'm halfway.
He is, well... Yeah, let's say halfway, Neil. Let's.
It's getting
almost.
Tricky,
you are actually almost halfway now.
It's
this is
very,
very good.
I am actually hanging on. They're taking photographs down below. I can see them doing that. I'm finding it difficult now to get my handhelds.
Is this the first time you've been up a wall?
Hang on. I'm running out of strength here now. Really am.
Okay, so we're almost halfway. Neil Monday is halfway up the wall here at the K2, and I tell you what, he's doing really well.
Just lost me mic, mate.
A part of your mic has just fallen down onto the floor. So this is how hard he's working up there, if you've just joined us.
I'm really going for it.
Neil Monday, climbing the wall. You're doing well, Neil. Keep going. You're over halfway now at the top of the biggest rock here at the K2. If you've been down here and tried this, you'll know just how big this is. And we're getting a little bit of encouragement now for Neil. There's some kids doing it here by the side of us as well, doing really well on the wall. And Neil Monday just keeps going. He is literally probably two-thirds of the way up.
I really can't go any further.
Are you done, Neil?
Yeah, I'm done.
That's it. Well done. That is a fantastic effort. We'll put all those pictures up online. We've got a video up there to go as well. Neil Monday from Weekend Breakfast doing a fantastic job for Comic Relief.
But no, Neil's just been rummaging, that's probably the best way to describe it, up the wall. And yeah, it was quite interesting to watch. And it's definitely for charity, Ben.
It is. So if you'd like to donate for Comic Relief, we're trying as many sports as we can in the next... Oh, what have we got left? We've got 8 hours? 8 hours left.
Wow, that's quite something, isn't it? 8 hours worth of charity
still to go.
And activities. That's energy. That is energising.
And you can donate if you're here. We've got buckets in front of us, all the money going to Comic Relief. And if you're not here and you're listening to us on the air, you can donate by texting. That's all you have to do. It's really easy, isn't it? Like anyone could do this.
Absolutely. And can I say, people can also come down and get involved as well. People can come down, get involved in activities, get themselves signed up at the gym. That's not me trying to advertise. But you come down here, have a good time, and also come meet us. Come and see what's going on with Susie.
So you can
3.4.
Yeah, you can text. You can text us, and it is definitely been worthwhile, because Neil Monday's here and he's been up the biggest rock here.
Oh Jesus. I am worn out after that. My muscles are now aching down my arms.
You got two-thirds of the way up, Neil. I was really impressed.
It's difficult. You've got no idea how high you're actually getting until you actually stop and look down and think, I'm going to climb down now. I don't want to chance this, the strap. Are you just supposed to jump off and it just lowers you to the floor? I didn't fancy doing that. I just climbed down one at a time.
You seem very energised, though. It looks like you've done a good job there.
Yeah, I feel it. I'm just waiting for lunch now.
Yes. Getting yourself ready for lunch, absolutely. And that's also in aid of Comic Relief, isn't it? So.
Of course. We're doing it all the best taste. Now, don't forget, pick up the phone, mobile phone, text us.
Absolutely, and don't forget that all of that goes to charity as well. Everything goes there. Yeah. Nothing goes to Susie. We're just bypassing it. So get involved.
All of it goes to Comic Relief. Right, we're here for another 10 minutes. We're going back to the studio, and then we'll be live here at 3 o'clock for Saturday sports, and we finish tonight with our dance anthem show, getting you ready for the weekend with Mike Williams and myself at 6 o'clock live from the K2. We can share one. Let's share a little bit of a mic.
It's nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with sharing, no.
Was that? Should we blame Henry or should we not mention him? No, that's not.
Henry saves us the day,
Henry,
as always.
Henry has been doing a fantastic job behind the scenes. So we've got Remy here as well, who's joined us. Remy, yeah? Yeah, I think we can...
Am I on?
You're on?
I am now.
That's it, brilliant. So, so we've got Remy here, we've got Mike here, and I'm so glad you guys are here. I say, 8 hours and 19 minutes in... I've got some flapjacks, but I'm starting to flag a little bit.
I bet you are.
So let's move on straight away with the most important thing, which is the roundup of the football. So Mike's going to take the Premier League, going to keep us updated. We're about, 60 minutes in?
Yeah, that's what it is at the moment. I mean, we've had one game already this afternoon, I should say. And it was the mighty Palace beating poor old QPR 3-1. Now, the good thing about this match is that Remy was actually at the match, and she's going to tell us how it went.
Yeah, it was a great match. All goals were in the first half of Palace, so really exciting. Peaked a little bit because it wasn't exciting in the second half, but good play. Their goal was exceptionally great. I'd watch match of the day. Really good. Really good game. Good 3 points for Palace.
And you were shouting at the game because your voice sounds like you've lost your voice a little bit.
I must have been. I just don't know. Yeah, I haven't got my normal voice, but it's coming back. I can feel it.
Okay.
It's coming
Hopefully
back.
By 6 o'clock, then it'll be all right. Also to mention, before we go to Crawley Town game, look at that one, Mr. Mike Williams. Sunderland 0, Villa 4.
I know. That was at half-time, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And it's still that way now. I think someone's going to be looking for a job in the morning, don't you?
Saturday afternoon, it's Saturday Sport. I hope you had a great day, whatever you've been up to. So many people have been here at the K2 Leisure Centre, and we've been live here since 8 o'clock this morning, Remy. That's a long time.
Yeah, I can't say I've been here that long.
Because no, you've been swanning off at the Palace game.
I have, but you've been doing so well. 8 o'clock, that's impressive. And 3 hours to go, is it now?
Yeah, not too long to go.
Local news. So Reigate Priory have pulled off a coup with the signing of rising star Jake Layman, son of Australian coach Darren Layman. So that's really exciting. Do you follow cricket, Ben?
I'm not the biggest cricket fan. I don't mind cricket.
Suzy Radio 103.4 live at K2. We've been here such a long time today, but we're having lots of fun. And I'm joined in our outside broadcast unit right now by Izzy and Maddie Sims. Hi, girls.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, you've come out of the leisure centre on your way home wearing splendid tracksuits that says Sussex County on them and some wonderful rosettes that say finalist. Tell us some more, Izzy.
I did the 100-metre backstroke and I came sixth place in the finals.
Oh, well done. And yourself, Maddie?
I've got a bronze medal on and in that I came... third in the 50 fly, and my rosette is in the 100 backstroke for the 11-year-olds.
You said you came third. I think that deserves a round of applause. Everybody else, give Maddie a round of applause. A bronze medal. Wow. And what was the other competition you were in there?
The 100 backstroke for the 11-year-olds, and I came fifth.
That's excellent. Well done, girls. Thanks for stopping by at Suzy Radio and telling us what you've been up to today. Because that is absolutely splendid. Congratulations. Anybody at home you'd like to say hello to?
Hello, Nanny and Granddad and Auntie Carrie and Marie and Harry and Mummy and Daddy. And everyone in East Grinstead Swimming Club.
Hey, East Grinstead. I know King's Leisure Centre, where East Grinstead Swimming Club is. Brilliant place. Thank you very much.
103.4, Sussex and Surrey.